Leon Daf Yud Chesem at Beis. Let us see again the Taisvis. The Gemara had said, the Gemara had asked, how could they be machas for Rav and Rav Nachman to marry an Isha? L'chayre tabuli nosei b'ni spaisa tzricha leishev shiva nikiyim. So the Gemara in the second Teret says, Yehudi have miyachta lohu. They were miyachad an isha, lefi shein edayme, mishyesh leipas besaloi, mishayin leipas besaloi. So Rash, what's he tell you? Yehudi ba'alma ve miyachta lohu, peirish Rashi, lehoyu boin aleihim, elo misyachtim imoem besuloi. They made nisuin, and they weren't, I saw Gadi Yamshel Shlomo says that Rashi holds like the Rambam. We had mentioned yesterday that, they made Nisuin, and the Talmud Chochem, he says, is permitted to make Nisuin, even though this didn't need it that she has, it's Lamaisa, there wasn't Ariya, and there wasn't Argoshe. So they were Mako, that's never done of Chupas Nida, the Rabbi Magid said the Rambam holds, because it's real, it's a Chumra Balme. So they were matter for Talmud Chochem to marry her, and that's called he has Pas Pesale, because she'll be Mutter, La'ach HaShivas Yomim. So, and that helped, that he had a Pas Pesale. Perish Rash, Lahayu Boin Alein, Lamishyachti Mimoen, Besuloi, Beik Shariim Kain, Kivin the Suda Lovi Aleo, my Pas Besala Ike, Miuha Yeshloima, Kivin the Shori Lacha Zayin, Pas Besala Kirinabe. So now he has a heter of Pas Besala, he has a Pas Besaloi, because after Zayin Yomim, she'll become Toyim. I'd mentioned yesterday, I don't understand, I had mentioned that the Goyin seems to say that the Din Zayin Nikiyim is not out the Din of Zayin Nikiyim, because this is a Chumr of Rav Zeire, and Bizman, Rav and Rav Nachman, the Zicha was in the Din of Zayin Nikiyim, that they gave them a Din of a Bayriya Achas, it was the Din of Azov Gedoyla, that you need Zayin Nikiyim. So the Goyin says that when you need Zayin Nikiyim is that Fakert, because each day we're Chayish as the days approach closer to the Chuppah, there's a Chshash, maybe today there's a Riyah, maybe tomorrow there's a Riyah. So each day you have to make a Bedika to ensure me that today there wasn't a Riyah, the next day there wasn't a Riyah. That's what the Goyin says. But there's no Din Nikiyim of Zova. So yesterday I didn't understand. So why is there a din of Shiva Nikiyim? So the every day you have to be chayish, good. So let her get married after 4 days, and each day you'll be baidik to make sure that there wasn't a riyah that day. So yesterday I said so lachayra the goyin holds, but out the b'shas the tviya rishayne v'spai. So we mentioned the taz. This tviya, they were meirdik machmer. They were chayish for ariyah, that even though that bedika won't help on that chashash. So the din 7 days you need is out a din nida. And the din nikiyim you need out the tchoshin shishema rosa b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. But I hope that is not true, because the din is you start counting 7 nikiyim from the day afterwards. Tzricha leishev shiva nikiyim. So if you start counting from the day afterwards, if you have to wait 7 days, alt nida, so for kel, so the tavuli nasi is the first day, and you have 6 more days. So I don't understand clearly why, what inyan of shiva nikiyim is according to the goyin. But let's get back to Taisva. So Taisva says that according to Rashi, according to Rashi, there's a pas besaloi, and because she'll be mutter, la'acha zayin she'll be mutter. And a Talmud Chochem is permitted to marry an isha that has this din nida mida rabbonon of tavul inosei, and he had a pas pesali also. But oid hikshu, they asked another kasha, heichi shari li yichudi badayu. How was yichud muta? Ba'oma b'per kama d'ksubis, mi shepir se ishtay nidoi b'loi bol, hu yoshin bein anosh, mi shte yishayna bein anosh. So how is yichud muta? He says, Taisus understood pshat that there weren't mechalik between emerson nida, or this is the noiske trachta nida, but they gave her the nida, so lemaise, so yichud should be also, since he wasn't boil her yet. Lahochi perishri, so therefore the reset pshat, the chi omri man havi li yoime, le omri man havi li yoime li boil. It wasn't that when they were looking for Anisha, they did not say man havi li yoime li boi, le boil ele li yehudi bahada balme. The kivin shay omrim lem kach, rak le yachid imoim, le hoi roi is dam mach maschimut. So I saw in the Tshuvas Habach, Simen Kuf Yudches, the Bach explains Shitas HaTosfos as follows. Uma sho yakosho l'shoyo, amai ho yoyocho lova yaleo. So he explains it's not shver. How was he permitted to? Lamaisa, they had a heta. The achraza was that they're looking for a woman to be mishyachet with them, and so there was no tavul. There was no tavul inose. There was no chimud over here. But later, if it was Yitzram Tokvam, Vaisdeis, they were permitted to be boil her. So the Bach says like this: the Ein Lazu Dinne de Tavu Alinosei, the Davke Bistam Isha Shenichnas Alachupe, the Hakel Yoidim Kala Loma Nichneset. So Memele, a normal Nisuin is for beer. So Memele, so a normal Nisuin is Ma'ira Chimud, and therefore Tavu Alinosei is so she has to be Meina Shiva Nekim. There is a chash of chimut. Avol zu shemedien oisa mitchila, tviya sheloi tikones lechupe elo liyehudi balma. So from the Bach it would seem that lemaise they made nisuin, because if they didn't make nisuin, so how can you have yichud? Yichud is also by a pnuya. I saw this, the mashal asked this question, Yibomis. So Fakir, they made chuppe, but they told her, either it's telling, I'm not saying l'chalai she'exus v'oina, ich weiß nicht klo, how you got over this problem, but they told the klo, we're making the suin, but don't expect the shibudim and the nihugim of every nisuin. Shleitikonis l'chuppe li yichude ba'ome. Imkei. And Adaita the Hoch, she got married. Im Kain, Lechashini Lemechamda. So there's no Chimud over here because she's not expecting anything. The Loi, he Teifeses Bepshites, the Loyoch Lovi Olea Medina. That, I don't know why he says this, he can't be boil her. So the Kivin, the Loi Mechamda, Shape Ike Kan Pas Besaloi. So Lemaise by her, there's no, she's married. I made sheva broches. There's no need in his mutter to her. And lemaise, if in darsachmir, the way we mentioned yesterday, and if the occasion arose that he felt he had to be boil her, so the Taz says that the whole inyan of chemda is when there's a yearning and a desire and you can't get to it. That brings about a riyah. But when, if Bishas, when he wants, she's available, so there is no chemda whatsoever. That's how the Bach says Pshat and Taisvis. That's Pshat and וכי אמרי מן הווה ליימה, לא אמרי מן הווה ליימה ליבויל, אלא ליחודי בעד הבעלמה, שבי הווי פייחוד. וכיוון שהיה אמרם להם כך רק ליחד עם מוים, לא היו רואי יזדם, אך מסכימות, because they weren't expecting more than that. So ממילא, סודרי ישחילה כאן רשי. He says, Rashi learned, they made a normal nesuin without any tnoim, and they were misyached with them. So that Tais was held, it's also to be misyached. So the Rishi said, they made a nesuin an yichud. The Nirali, so now Tais says further, Kimashe hikshe miksubis, the etzem kashe, that Tais asked, and Rashi from the Gemara in Ksubis, how is he permitted to be misyached with us since he wasn't by Yehoh? Leikoshe. The ho, the oma, hosom, heine davke lebocho, the leinosom, e oilom, the yitzray tokvei tvei. That the Gemara in Ksubis is speaking about a bocho, the yitzray tokvei tvei. How do we know this? Kedemash beper kol ayat. The Gemara says there, kol oiches ba'ome, umashtin, ki ilu meibi mabul oilom. ומאבלי קוסם כאן בבוכה, כאן בנוסי, בנוסי שורי, אף על פי שאין אשתה אימא. So ממילא, so we see there's a greater תקיפס היצר by a בוכה than by a נוסי. So תאיסווה says that the גמורים קסובס, that is also בייחוד, וחייש, that maybe he'll be בוי או בייסר, that's דווקא by a בוכה, that's it's right talk. How do you know that the Breisen Ksubis is speaking about a Bocha? Valkochi the Ksubis Ayri be Bocha. How do you know this? Because this Aloche, Misha Pirsa Ishtoi Nide, Veloi Bol, Ho Yoshim Bein Anoshim, Ishti Yishayne Bein Anoshim, is a continuation of a different Aloche. The different Aloche, the previous Aloche starts off as follows. Misha Hoyo Tivchoi Tavuach. Um, they prepared the Suda, Homeis Aviv Shal Chosn, Aima Shal Kala. So the Gemara says that it's a difficult situation. That, Meikar Adin, the Chosn and Kala, the Aviv Shal Chosn died before the Chasana. So, Gadaft Machen Kvure, the Shutze Chive, and then make the Chasana. But since there was no freezers in those days. So that means all the hard work and preparation for the Suda will go down the drain. And the Gemara feels like, V'davka oviv shol chosn la'ima shol kala deleke inish detolchi. That means now that they're not here, so there won't, not only is there a hefsid moment, there's a hefsid in the etzim Suda. Now there's no one that's going to be matriach. That's what the Gemara says. So we're speaking about, this is a halacha in Hilchas Aveilus, that if meis aviv shall chosna ime shall kalam, so the din is, the machnisna sa meis lacheder, and the chosn is boil the kalam, and they make shivis shemehem ishte. Umizeh, from this halacha, moichiyach ri hosam, da'ayri b'misha ein loy bonim, they're speaking about that the chosn doesn't have any children. He never got married. Such a chosn is taka, has a problem. His father is not around now, and he himself is boish. He shames himself. We have to understand what the svar is. Aval almon. He was once married, so now iyu gufei motzi torach. After he was married already, so mestame, he learned already how to wash dishes, to take out the garbage. So what's the isik now anymore to make tzolchei chupel, do it himself? But abocha, for some reason, Taisu says that he's boish, he won't do it. So memele, so the first beraise that is speaking about that meis aviv shel chosn is speaking about a bocha als the hechach of the ri. Va'ahi ketoni, and on this bereise it says, v'chein mi shepirso ishtay nida v'loi bol. The same aloch applies, that pirso ishtay nida v'loi bol, if there was pirso ishtay nida before he was boil, Yoshim bein anoshim. So Memele, so the Vechein is going on, just like the first case is speaking about a Bochel. So this also is speaking about a Bochel. Period. Then Taisu says, so the first Rai is a drosha of Smiches, since the first Allah is speaking about a Bochel, Vechein is also speaking about a Bochel. The Yechelni Leforish, I could say by Emerson, what I'm telling you now, speaking about a Bochel, not of the Smiches, a Parshias. The Leibol, the Koma, Haina Leibol, Meyoilam. That's Pshat. Me, Shepil, Sa Ishta, Nida, the Leibol, Meyoilam. He never was boiled, but he wasn't boiled up. Avol Alman, Avol Pisha Achshav, Ein La Yisha, Abakimid, the Kvahoya La Ishta, some Amelus, he once was boiled, Ishta Yishaini, Yimei Bechet. The Chos, Kein Rabon, on the Hoches, I Bazoi, so now Taisa wants to emphasize Rashi. He says, according to Rashi, how is it mutter? How can it be mutter be yichud? L'chay Rashi is a nide. So Taisa says, but we're speaking about Rav and Rav Nachman that they had wives. Not only they had a wife. V'choshkin rabon and dohoche shevila achshiv oyu lahem noshim. Ela shiloi oyu bekan be'ir. So therefore, v'afilo im timtza loyma da'almen kemoy kenosa. I feel you won't like my shtik teure. I said a shtik teure, the loibol means a person who never was boiled. So I want to be mechadish that an almon is no is a yichud in mishtoi. I feel in tim salayim the almon kemoi kein also, mikol mokem hoche shari, kimin shoyel em noshim bebeisam, the loitokev yitzrayu kuluha. So Taisus wants to fend for Rashi, so it could very well be, Taisus says, that it's speaking about even though she is a nideh, and he wasn't boyola, but since he has a wife, is leitokif yitzrayu kulahai ta'asa yichud. Va'adarabe, tvei aveniche leperish Rashi. So now Taisva says, Rashi's pshat in the Gemara flows more with the Loshna Gemara than the Ri's pshat. Ki leperish ri kosha haloshin, dekoma yichudi havi miyachdi. The Gemara says that they were misyachet together. The Gemara says, what was done? He married her and they were together. Now this Loshen doesn't answer anything. The problem, how are they allowed to be together? L'maiset is an isa yichud. So davmen doch zogen, so the Ri said a whole shtik teire, that there's no issa yichud because he married her litzayrich yichud. So memela there's no chemde, and memela that's why it's mutter. It's not yichudi ave miyachdi. That he married her for yichud. Avle lemeima li yichudi ba'alme. Kloima, o yimidim lem shloyeroitzim elu li yichud ba'alme. So it means the whole lashon of the Gemara, retachne, the Gemara missed the point. According to Rashi, the Gemara says the whole teretz. The teretz is that they married them, and they were missing, and what's with the Yitzroy? No, pas besaloi, he was miyachid with her, that's a pas besaloi, and finished. So the Gemara said the teretz. And then he wasn't Baylor, he was only miyachid with her, so the Gemara said the teretz. According to the Ri, we're speaking about Anu Akimte, he really didn't marry her. It was a marriage only for Yichud. So the Yichudi Ave Miyacht is saying what they did, but it's not a teretz. It's not saying a teretz to the Kasha. Davale Lameim, the teretz is li Yichudi Balma. Kloima Yimidim Lam Shlo Yeroitzim Elo Li Yichud Balma. Mi Matzina Lameim, the Lachi Noket, Hai Lishna Yichudi Balma, Havim Yachtilu, Pshim Da'ose Lishnuye Ma Shehiksha Laisa Odom Isha Bemedina Zu. That means Bemerson is another kasha also. There's a kasha, one is not permitted to marry Noshim in two countries. Lachikoma yichudi ba'alma v'miyachdu lo yiboyim aleim klal midloi hoyo meviyam anoshim imoim lirom alma loi hoyo boyim aleim al yichudi v'miyachdi li yisuvirit yitzrayu. So memela, the more chapton what they did to find for the rest of the kasha. Shim hayu reitzim, hayu boim aleim. Boim aleim, hayu mevim hayu sam lira. So Memele, so Taisa, so could be the Gemara says what the Lamaisa did to them for the Erishtakashe. And since we know that what the Lamaisa they did, so now we could understand perhaps that the whole Nisuin was Litzoyrech what they had done. It was Nisuin Litzoyrech Yichud. Vahashte, but Al Kaponim, so this is, we have here two Pshatim. We have a Rashi's pshat that there was a real nisuin, there was an iser of nida, of there was a chash of dam chimud, and dafal piking they were misyached with them, and the kasha, what is this different than pilsa ishtei nida? So Taisus learned since they had wives, or Taisus wanted to say since they once had wives. So it doesn't apply the issa of who Yoshin Bein Anoshin. So Taisva says, Vahashte, Af al pi shechilakti bein bocho lenosui kabi pirsa nide. So Taisva wanted to say, according to Rashi, is oiskespalt, that a nosui, this was the first mahalach, that an almond is no din. He was once boiled, there's no din of who Yoshim bein Anoshim. Afal pikein, ein li lilmoid mikan, the misha meis loy meis beregel, the ishta yeshena imoy becheda. Vomrinin hu Yoshim bein Anoshim. Now, Taisvis, let us explain a little bit, let's give a stickle preview what Taisvis is saying over here. The Gemara, the Gemara says in Ksubis two halachas. The second halacha is that what Taisus had mentioned, that if a person married an Isha, Upirsa Ishta Nide, and he wasn't boil her, who Yoshin bein Anoshin, vehi Yeshena bein Anoshin. Fine. And Taisus said this halacha is only the loy bol, he never was boiled. If it was once boil on ish, it's not yitzray tokfoy, so yichud is muta be ishtay nide. That is the second halacha in the Baraisa that is brought down in Ksubis. Now there's a first halacha there. The first halacha says as follows. The first halacha says that this is brought down in the beginning, that the mesa oviv shall chosen, the imay shall call it. So there's also a novel that is also betashmish. So machnisin as a mesa lecheder, the chosn the kala lechupe boil be his mitzvah, and then the makabel the mace, and then the noyik shivis yemei amishte, and then the noyik shivis yemei avelis, and there it says in this matziv u yoshin bein anoshim vi yishene bein anoshim. So the Gemara in Ksubis asks Akasha, he was boil her already. So why is there an issa yichud? Good, he's not permitted to tashmish amit his osar al tzavelis, but he was boil. Why is there an issa yichud? So the Gemara says because bishlam the issa need. So if he was boil, it's not yitzrei tokfoy. So memele, so you don't have to be chayish. So yichud is muta, but the issa avelis. Since we stooped off the Avelis, that means what did we do? They made the Kvure after the Chuppah, and he's making Shiva Shemaya Mishta now. So we stooped off the Avelis because of his Chasana. So Memele, so we were Mekel and Avelis. So since we're Mekel and Avelis, so he'll make another Kulon of it. See, Avelis is kill already. So if Avelis is kill, he'll already be Boil. So even though he was Boil already, there's no such big Yitzray Tokvoy, but the Avelis is killed by him. He stooped off the Avelis. So whenever he stooped off the Avelis, so the Avelis gets killed. So now he's choshud to be mezalzel in the Avelis and he'll be boiler. So therefore the din is hu yoshim bein anoshim vi yeshena bein anoshim. So let's go a little further. We'll read the Taisa. So from that Gemara you see a Yisod. That if the Avelis is killed, then the fill it's not Yitzray Tokvoy, even though he was boiled. But Al Kaponim, but Avelis is killed, we can't be Mata Yichud anymore because Avelis is killed. So now, Taisvis Klaus HaShaila, what will the din be? You had a couple, they were married 35 years. Fine. Then, in the first day Pesach, ich weiß, Meis Ovim Sholchos. Meis Ovim Sholchos. What happens? So, what do? You make the Kvure, and the Avelus is in Chal. The Avelus is in Chal, because the regal is Doiche the Avelus. Just like we said in Subis, that the this is a regal, the Yochid, the Chasn is Doiche the Avelus. So here you have a regal, the Rabb, the regal is Doiche the Avelus. So, we'll see Rabbi Chiel mi Parish said, so you know what? So the din is, so you stripped away the veilas. So this person has the same perverted hashkofe of that chosen. He was a veilas and you pushed it away. So he gets under the impression of veilas is killed. So even though they were married 35 years, bihu yoshim bein anoshim, bi yoshim bein anoshim. Why? Because Taisa says, what is it different than that chosen that was boil buns? The chaimer of Yitzray Tokva is Ivis I gate nishtam. Here the criteria is, but the Avelus is killed. So if the Avelus is killed, I feel it's not Yitzray Tokva, Yichud is also. So Taisva says, so Ibazoi, so even though I told you a shtik toire, that if Yehoyeloi Isha it's killed, I feel he wasn't boil this Isha, but that only works by Nida. By Nida, there's an Isser Nida, which the Isser is Chomer by him. We're only afraid maybe it'll be Yitzray Tokvay. So if he was once Bail on Isha, I feel not this Isha, it's not Yitzray Tokvay. But by Avelis, the Chesorin is not Yitzray Tokvay. The Chesorin is that Avelis is killed. So Memele, so it will be Mesa, become an Ovo Beregel, will be Hu Yoshim in Anosh. Now that's the innovating, what Taisva says. You'll say the same shtick to you what I said before by Nida. Vad ein lechalekach. Dos rinen nosem afilu b'kshvar bol. There the Gemara asked him with Yichud afilu was kvar bol. V'kivin de kvar bol al pamachas mali nosui mali bochel. The Yitzray Tokvay ota shaynisht. Vav al piken we asked so memele may say ishte berega will also asked avo be pirson nide but that's tik teure what I told you if he once had a wife so then he's not choshud biyichud muti lo davke bishaloibo. So now Tais explains kishamati bishem moiri rav yichil mi parish atal. Given the dvom shall seen a noig beregel, v'osa betash mishamite kol yimei haregel, hu yoshin bein anoshim. Rabbi Chiel beParish said it didn't be hu yoshin bein anoshim. V'rayosim yidek subis, the masik time mishim davelis kila bei rabbono, akila bei rabbono, the rabbono were meiko by avelis, they stripped it away. Lohi kila lei. So it's killing his eyes, vossels is zuliboy. Amotulahochi, therefore, since it's killer beino, is yoshin beina noshin. So Taisu says, vim kein beregel nami, so ibezoi, the same aloch will apply beregel. Kiven da killer bei, since they also were makel, that the same kula, that they were matche the avelis, and they say the regel is doiched the avelis, so therefore, ki osam, hu yoshim bein anoshim. So Taisu says, my whole shtik teira is only a shtik teira by nida, by pirsi ishte nida, which that's, it's totally in kifis hayetza. So if he was kvar boal, there's not kifis hayetza. But by avelis, it's totally in the, he'll be mezalzel in avelis, since there were mekel in avelis. So memele, so therefore if the any kula of dichui comes out with avelus, sai mitzad nesuyin, sai mitzad regel, so there's a nisa yichud. That's what Taisus wanted to say. Avol, bi yisoidoi shal rabbeinu Avrom berab David zatzal motzosi b'sefer bali hanefesh, shah aprishe, I found in the Ravid, Shekosav Leheter, he said in such a case, by a regal, it'll be mutter. Bezel Shoinai. ולי נראה סדרי וצאת, אם מסרמי לאיניש אביילס ברגל, שאין צורך לישן בין הנושים, נעלה כביכיל מפריש. אף על גב דקילו, even though we were making אביילס לחלה לאביילס, there wasn't חלה אביילס, the regal was דייחד אביילס, so the ראיבת said, that that would help be mezalzel navelis is mishum de shivish yemei mishte isbo mishum afushi simche l'sheishvinov. The kula navelis was not only that when noyik the shivish yemei hamishte first and we stoop off the niyig of avelis. The kula of avelis was there was בימי אבי לוסי, there was אפושי שמחה לששפינו בכל בני החופה. So this whole עניין of אפושי שמחה, this drowns out the whole מושג of אביילס. So the אביילס becomes killed by him. אבל שמחה שהרגל דלס בו כי היגבני, יונת ושמחת בחגך. Yes, that's המצווה שמחה. But it's no dimion to the אפושי שמחה which applies by a חסנה. The last book he agavno, loy, some mele. So even though there was no niyag of avelus because of the regel, but that he won't be mizalzel dini avelus because of that. The gabi shabbos leashkenan do amadu yoshem bein anoshim. Af agav do noge be avelus at kan l'shayne. So the Ravid says that the zilzel that we're afraid he might be mezalzel avelus is not because we were matche the niyag of avelus, but because there was afushi simche b'shasa avelus. So Rabbi Kevegin Gilyan Nashas says sakasha koshali ogam b'shivi shimei avelus the lek afushi simche also b'yichud k'dekoni kol oisan ayom. In fact, Rabbi Kevega, good. The who yoshim bein anoshim the sivu shemayim mishteherech. There takabim mezalzel na veilus is afushi simche samameila. So he'll be mezalzel. But lemaise, then the second 7 days he's noig aveilus ready. There is no afushi simche. So in the afal pikin it's also kol oisan ayomim. So what is pshat in the raivet? That is Rabbi Kevega's kasha. So I thought that Teretz HaNes Oder Rishash says it, that the Ravid meant like this. That means if in this Avelis there was such a kule, if the first 7 days was Sosim B'Simche, so the second 7 days is also killed by Einov. That means Yontif, there never was Sosim B'Simche. There's a mitzvah Simche, so B'Melis, so the Avelis still has, it carries its Chayma with it. But over here, if the Avelis started off with a bang of Sosim V'Simche and Simche Sheshvinim, so this whole Avelis is Mezuzel Beinu. Uktas Koshali, Imkein, Kippore Chosom, Mi Avelis to Chosom, La Avelis Dalma. The Kippore Ese Kashe, why by Avelis Dalma Yichud is mutter und mishami rabashi mikam adam es aber ist doch aber ist alm aber ist doch kilo bei rabona peir shloch yosh ben anashi hav a gav de kvabolu av a motzil a miflug ben aber ist doch da alm mishum de khup is bei afushi simche the gemar could have said because it's afushi simche Miyu yeshloime adadifim enei komishan. Luchay the Gemor could have said this teretz. If according to the Ravid, that's the criteria, Gemor could have said, because here there was afushi simche. The Gemor says a different, akilu barabonon. The Gemor says akilu barabonon of dichoy lachayre. Akilu barabonon, the Gemara doesn't say this teretz. The Gemara says, even though it's kvar bo'al, they asked yichud because akilu bei rabbonon. So the akilu bei rabbonon is the akilu of dichui. That's lachayre the real teretz, because by regel tak, even though it's nitre, yichud is mutter.
What's the difference between Eker and Shas?
Darf man verstehen. Let us see the Mishnah weiter. Masru Ziknei Besden Zikrei Kohune. Ziknei Besden gave over the Kohen Godel to the Ziknei Kohune Be'alu. They brought him up L'Aliyah's Beis Avtinas. Vishbiyuhu. And they were Mashbiyahim. Let's see what Rashi says. Masru Ziknei Besden Shekoru Lofonu B'Seyde Hayoyim. Ziknei Kohune Lalamdai Chfines Akteiris. They taught him the Avodis of Chfines Akteiris and Matelus Olov B'Yom HaKippurim. Shnema Moloi Chofnov Teiris Amin V'Avodis Koshi Kidl Kamonus, a difficult Avodis. So they taught it to him. Beis Avtinis Hoyoisin as Akteiris. The Daftinis used to make the Kteiris Koshin Oisoyim Alvin Samamoneo. They were the Kteiris Machas. Vishbiyuhu Shiloyei Tzidoiki Lisakim Ibachutz Lahachnis Bebefnim Kedamrinim Bigmorim. Il Mashbiyim, the Tzidoikim held that the Seder Avoide is that the Ki Be'onon Eiro Bezois Yovei Aran Al Kodesh Ki Be'onon. That he has to walk into the Kodesh Kadoshim with the Kteiris and the Machta already. We hold that this Avodah has to be done in the Kodesh Kadoshim. He walks into the Kodesh Kadoshim and then he put the Kteiris over the Machta in the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Tzedakim held that he can't do it in the Kodesh. He has to do this in the Heichel. He has to walk into the Kodesh Kadoshim ki bezois yavoi ki be'onon. He has to walk in with an onon already. That was the Svara of the Tzedakim. So they were mashbiyim. They were mashbiyim. That he shouldn't do. Shaloyei Tzedakim. Lesakim ibachutz lachnes befnim. Kedem rine bigmore. Ba'amru loy. Ishi kain godol. Ono shluchei bezden. Va'ata shlucheinu. Shliach bezden. Mashbiyim ono alecha. B'mishe shiken shmoy bebayis hazeh. Shloiteshane dovo. Mikol masha ma'anulo. To the Mashbiyahim, that he should not be Mishanim. Rabbi Kevegir and Mishnah speaks on a kasha from the Prichodosh. Prichodosh is a very geshmak kasha. I mean, we have to understand that Bizman Bayesheni, Bizman HaMishneh, they were Tzedakim, and we see the Prushim themselves did not know who was a Tzedaki, who was a Polish. I mean, there was these Tzedakim, the Zelda Bold and Payas, and whatever distinguished Ayid, but he was a Tzedaki. He held, was a Tzedaki. And he held that he's right, that the Zaydachman, that's the Richtike Avoide. Yeah, that's right, and the Prushim are wrong. So there was a machloikis in how to darshan this psukim. So now they're mashbiyim. So lefi datoi, they're telling him, what are they telling him? It's to be mevatel the mitzvahs. I mean, he knows the mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim is to be mesaken the Kteiris Bechutz, and he should come into the Kodesh Kadoshim. He has to come in with another. So then Mashbiyahim, not to do that. You should do the wrong way. So that's Nishba Levatlas HaMitzvahs. Nishba Levatlas HaMitzvahs is not Chal. So what did they accomplish? They hold you're wrong. You hold Hamburg. Aber Al Kaponim, what did the Shvuah accomplish? That's Abba Kivegas Kashim. It brings this from the Prichodosh. The Chassam Sofer wants to say a few terutzim. First of all, he wants to say, we're handling with Tzedakim over here, so we don't know Bechlal what their Shita was in Nishba Levatlos HaMitzvahs. The Gemara in Shvuas brings a drosha Lohora Lehetiv. Mahatova Rishus, Afaro Rishus, Yotza Nishba Levatlos HaMitzvahs, Lebitl, that's not Chal. Shvuas only Chal on a davar reshus, on a bittel mitzvah, it's not chal. That's a drosha that Chazal said. says it could be the tzedokim didn't make this drosh. I mean, they had different types of droshes, these tzedokim. So it could be number one, they held nishbel levatos hamitzvahs ischal. We could be they didn't hold yenid drosh either. Number one. Number two, there's a machlokes, the Rishalmi, if nishbel levatos hamitzvahs ischal bekoilo. That means if a person will say shvuish loy oichel matze kol hashone. So kol hashone. So the shvuish chal on the whole year, and memela bekeilul it's chal on leil pesach also. If you'll just say shvuish loy oichel matze leil pesach, that's nishbel levatel samitzus. But he says kol hashone. So migo it's chal on the rest of it, it's chal on leil pesach also. So the Yerushalmi says it is chal, the Baal HaMoyer says it's not chal. So he says, could be they held like the Yerushalmi. He says, that's why it's very meduyik. They said, shloi tishan dovo mikol masha ma'onoloch. That means the other things that they told them, I didn't, well, what's happening on mikol masha ma'onoloch? The only chayish on this thing, there wasn't a chash on anything else. They wanted to make a koilo taka. They wanted to make mikol masha ma'onoloch. That means, we told you this and this and this, and that is shvu was chal. So memele, it's chal bekeilum. That's a second teretz. A third teretz he wants to say, there's a ran in shvuis. The ran in shvuis says, amir de kezach, that nishbe levatos hamitzvahs is not chal, only if he swore on adavah mafurish bekro. But adroshe, if he swore to be mevatel or drosh, it's not mefurish because of the shvuah ischal. As is it daran in shvuahs. And that's me, the lomdis of daran is, that's the sashitis Rambam also, that the reason you cannot swear levatel as a mitzvah is because he's mushba vo'imit Baal Sinai. That means he swore already Baal Sinai that he's going to do the mitzvah. Now I can't swear he won't do the mitzvah. He's mushba vo'imit. So the that's the middle. Meforshi Rambam say that Klal Yisrael only swore on the Dvorim HaMefuroshim Bekro. On the Droshes we never swore. Shvuas HaSinai was only on the Dvorim HaMefuroshim Bekro. There never was a Shvu on the Droshes. So therefore a person will swear to be Mevatel HaDroshe. So it's Chal. If a person will swear to eat Chatzi Zayis Nevela, it's also a Droshe. Kol Chelev is a drosha. So he says, Bemisin, this wasn't Pashta the Kod, this was a drosha of the Tzedakim. So Lamaisa the Shvuah was Chal. Then the Chassam Sefer wants to say, we heard before in Tosfos, that a Kohen Gadol was appointed by Bezdin, he was appointed Bedibel, or Misalik Bedibel. So he said that Bemisin, they told him, Ishin Kohen Gadol, Anu Shluchei Bezdin, Va'ata Shlucheinu Shlich Bezdin. So he wants to say that they told him, you're Shlucheinu. That means, if you're gonna do what you're doing, if you're gonna do what you're Shlucheinu. That means, we're only making you a Shliach if you do what we tell you to do. If you wanna do different, you're not a Shliach. So Memele, if he's not a Shliach, so Memeus is not a Kohen Gadol. So it's not a Kohen Gadol, so it's no mitzvah of him to bring in the Ketores. So Memeus is not nishba levatel as a mitzvah. That means they told him before, ato shlucheinu, that you're our shliach, that means that you're only our shliach if you'll do what we tell you to do. If you won't do what we tell you to do, you're not our shliach. And if you're not our shliach, you're not a Kohen Gadol, because a Kohen Gadol is nismane bepeh, and he becomes ois Kohen Gadol bepeh. So memele, so if you're going to do it, you won't be mekayim a mitzvah, because you're not a Kohen Gadol. So it's not nishba levatel as a mitzvah. Hu peirish ubeiche, when they told him this, so he was peirish ubeiche, shayi choysh ten oisoi, they were mashbiye, mashvua, the reise, they were choysh at him, that means it's very embarrassing, Mr. Mehistis, I mean, the ziknei bezden were choysh at him, that he's a tzedoike, the ein peirish ubeiche, that they were take choysh at him, choysh at bekshayram, loike begufoi, if he was a chacham derish, so leil yom kippurim, he said a Shabbos shuvah drasha, but this is a leil yom kippur drasha on halacha. He sat at Rosha all night. He looked at Rosha. That kept him up. Especially if he had an audience listening to him. But eingefragt, Mr. Thomas, so my middle gewaldic, they wanted him to be up all night. Bim lav, if he was a lav bar hochi to say at Rosha all night, but he understood learning, tamid chachomim derishim lofonam. So they said at Rosha. Bim rogel, that's if he was a lamden, so he said at Rosha. Bim rogel likreis, Kaira, he learned Bimlav Kairon Lafonov. Beme Kairon Lafonov, Bi Iov, Ube Ezre, Be Divrei Hayom. Zachaye ben Kavutalaim Apomim, Harbe Karisi Lafonov, Be Donil. Let us see Rashi. Zak Rashi, Vish Piyush, Le Tzedoike, the second of the Chutz Lachnes, Bevzinka, the Marin Begmore, Ishi Adoini. Hu Poirish Uboiche, Meforish Begmore. Why he was boichem? Moi chacham doirish bedvar haloche kol leil yom kippur. The whole night he darshan shelo yishon v'yire keri. Im lav chachamu abo v'yedei elohovim v'lishmoy dvar haloche. He could understand the dvar haloche. Abo ten dvorim mamshichem es aleiv l'shoimon v'ein shino chaytfosay. Zog the Gemara. Tone, why did they take him to Aliyah's base of Tinas? Le lamdoi chafine. Me lichen oisoi le base of Tinas shesham akteres motzui. There there was motzui. And we'll see, and he had a special lishke there. There was a lishke. He had an office. The base, Aliyah's base of Tinas was a whole area where they made kteiris. There was a lot of kteiris there. You could have a lot of practice. But al kaponim, but he had a lishka there in the base of Tinas, and that was, they used to teach him there the avoida, how to make chafine, to make maloi chofnav. Omar Rav Pope, shtei lishkais oyu loy lekayin godo. The Kohen Gadol had two lishkais, two offices he had. Achas lishkas pahedrin. One lishka was the lishkas pahedrin. That's where he ate. That's where he slept. But achas lishkas beis avtinas. And one lishka was in the beis avtinas. And that's where he learned, when he learned avodas chafine. Achas betzofen v'achas bedorim. And now we're going to have a whole sugya. And later the Gemara is going to declare which one was where. Which one was Betzofen and which was Bedorim. And I'm going to have a whole omid about this. But how do we know we had, first we're going to see how we know that these two lishkis was, one was Betzofen and one was Bedorim. This not, we learned. Look to Gemara weiter. Achas Betzofen and Achas Bedorim. There were two lishkis that the Kohen Gadol had. One was in Tzofen and one was in Dorim. Now how do we know this? This not. We learned the Mishnah Midis. Vav lishkis hoyu ba'azor. There were three lishkis in the Azor. Vav lishkis hoyu ba'azor. Six lishkis hoyu ba'azor. Gimel Betzofen and Gimel Bedorim. Shebedorim. The three lishkas that were bedorim was lishkas hamelech, lishkas haparve, lishkas hamedichim. These were the three lishkas in dorim. On the left side, when you're coming into the Beis Hamikdash and you enter Ezras Yisrael, lishkas hamelech, sheshama yinais nimelech lekom. That's where he got the salt from. Lishkas haparve, sheshomo yu moilchen oires kochim, val gago hoiso beis tvilo lekoyin godol biyoim akipurim. And on the roof of this second lishke, there was a mikveh, and it was neskadish vaistois, and this was the beis atvilo for the koyin godol biyoim akipurim. Lishkas hamedichim, the third lishke, we're going here from Mizrach to Meirev, Shamoye Madichim Kirve Kochim Umisham. And in this Lishke, Mesiba oila legag beis aparve. There was either a winding staircase that went up from this third lishka, which was towards Meirev. It went up into, it opened up into the gag of the beis aparve, the middle lishka, and because there was a mikveh there. So the kohen gadol, when he wanted a table himself, he went on the gag, he went through the lishkas hamedichim, and because in this lishke there was a winding staircase that brought him up into the gag beis aparve. Gimel shebetzofin, so that's the three lishkas in Dorim. Now these three lishkas, we don't see any of them are the lishkas of the kohen gadol. Gimel shebetzofin, there were three lishkas shebetzofin. Lishkas ha'eitz, lishkas ha'goylo, lishkas ha'gozis. Fine. Three lishkas and so. Lishkas ha'eitz, Omer Abeleza ben Yaakov, shachachti ma'hoiso mishameshes. He forgot, we had already Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov before on a different lishke in the Ezras Noshem, he also shechachti. But al koponim, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov forgot what was done in this lishke seitz. Abba shol oima, lishkas koyin godol hoiso achay reishtayim. This lishke seitz was the lishke of the koyin godol, achay reishtayim behind the lishke sagozes, and the lishkas hagoyla, there was the lishkas kohen gadol. So koponim, we see from this paraisa that there was a lishkas kohen gadol, which was the lishkas ha'eitz bitzofen. So we know so far there was one lishke that the kohen gadol, one office of the kohen gadol that was bitzofen azor. Now the Mishnah explains weiter. Lishkes hagoyla shom hoya boir hagoyla vagalgul nosen olop. There was a mayan there, and they used to shep out water with a galgal. It's called boir hagoyla. We'll see in Rashi because the bnei hagoyla built it. Umishom maspikim mayim lechol azore. There, all the water, all the needs of water from the zore came out of from this boir hagoyla. Lishkas Hagozis, Shem Hoya Sanhedrin Shal Yisrael Yeshevis, there the Sanhedrin was, Vidona Esa Koyhanim, that means before a Koyin would be eligible to do the Avodah, they had to go to the Lishkas Hagozis, to the Bezin, to find out if he's eligible to be a Koyin. Umishit Nimsa Bay Psu, Oyeloi Vishchoyrim, Misatav Shchoyrim, Vyotzabaholachloi. They gave him this uniform to wear, and he was not eligible to do the Avodah. Vishaloi Nimsa Bay Psu, Oyeloi Vishlavonim, Misatav Lavonim, Nichnas Mishamishim Ochi Vakehan. So from here we see Al Kaponim, this whole Mishnah was brought down for the sole purpose to prove to us that Abba Shaul said that in Sofen, the Lishkas Eitz was the Lishkas Kohen Gadol. Now let us see Rashi. Tone lelamdei chafina malich noish lebeis haftine shesham akteiris motz. Lishkas parhedrin, lishin shom. That was one lishka. Lishkas haftines, lilmeit chafine. Al gaga hoya beis hatvila, on the gag, the beis hapav was a beis hatvila, meimayin hoya boim lishom beruma, and it's height, somehow they got a mayin to get up there. Mesiba binyan avonim, mailois, megalgalois, vesoivavois, vemakif on amud, kimin eitz galgal shogast. I think Hashi means it was a winding staircase. The basis from the Tiferes Yisrael Mishnais. The gag, al gag beis apalva, lale, these mailois brought him, the gag beis apalva, lales lay derech hamesibe. He got on top of the gag through this mesibe. Lishkas ha'goyla al shem boir shekoru sham oile goyla. Achay reishteyem lelishkas ha'goyla lelishkas ha'gozis. V'gag shloshtam shove kiri echad lishloshtam. There was one covering for all three. Let us see Taisvis. Shesham madichim kirve kotche. Hodam, so that was the Lishkas Hamadichin, that was Bedorim. Hod amrine lel de shulchanis hayu bazor aladiach aleim akotshim. Chidachsi vedye biyecheskel mem. So v'ktaisvis, what you mean v'dichen kotshim? There was shulchanis in the azorah we learned. And it's tzvoyne shel azorah that they were meidich kotshim. Yeshloime de bosa kotshim meidichem ala shulchanis. The bosa, they were taken meidich on the shulchanis. Aval kirve kotshim shiesh ben perish umi'isi. Adichen oisam belishkas hamadichim. The kirvayim, they were medich and lishkas hamadichim. So, mehed akashe, the Tosfos said on that design of the base, that, Tosfos says, bahani dohochi hainachesh shulchonish shulshayis, hoi medichim aleim hakirvayim. Tosfos says alone that they were medich the kirvayim, and the shulchanis. So, lechayre, it's a stire. So, I found the mashoy estakashe, but I saw the goyin in Mide says, the goyin also estakashe, the goyin says that what does Taisa say? I will kill my kotshe, kadoshesh pamperesh, amisi, medichan, oisim, balishkas, amadichim. So, he says there's different kirvayim, the stomach of the behemoth, which was very dirty, that pack of those alishkas hamadichim that they didn't do in the Azor, but the other chelik akravayim that they were madir in the Azor and the Shulchan.